necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
Welcome, everybody, to Sovereign Mind Radio. We're here at KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, home of Free Fire Media. If you'd like to call into the chat room, the number is 530-605-4567. First up, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Advanced Soil Stabilization, using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, and parking lots, and pathways. Advanced Soil Stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. For more information, call Todd Sykes at 530-549-4801. Advanced Soil Stabilization is green-friendly and eliminates dust. So, very good. Now we've got guests in our studio. We've got Sally and Terry Raposa. That'd be 10 Buck Terry and Rally Sally from the Tea Party. We'd want to welcome them. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good, buddy.
Great.
Good, good. And we have Chandler operating the board over there.
Yes, hello. Thank you for coming in.
Very good.
Terry and Sally.
Cool. And so, we've got a, the chat room's open. So, I don't have Nate here tonight, so I'm going to be a little busy, not going to be able to answer too many people on the chat room. But, you guys have a good time out there anyway. So, excuse me. What I'd like to do is go over a couple of things here, some news headlines that we have. The first one, this comes from businessinsider.com. Third World America 2011, Forget Fast Tracking to Anarchy, We've Arrived is the title. Pretty interesting stuff. This article talks about wildings and gangs and hooligans and so forth out there causing mayhem and riots and so forth. And what I found interesting about this story is that, one of the headlines here was Memorial Day mobs. Boston, Nashville, Long Island, Miami, Rochester, and Charlotte. Wildings occurred in other cities on Memorial Day weekend, and what may have been a coordinated flash wilding, gangs swarmed beaches in Boston, Nashville, Long Island, Miami, Rochester, and Charlotte, in what some believe as a social media coordinated effort. Isn't that interesting that we didn't hear any of that in the mainstream news? I mean, you'd think that they would be talking about riots in all of these cities. The basis of basically the article was please stop lying. I mean, you're lying to my friends. The media's lying to the people out there. They're not telling everybody the truth about what's going on here. They're not telling us the truth about the economy and what it's doing and where it's going. And, quite frankly, out there, you guys need to start paying attention to something other than the mainstream news. I mean, I've got a list that I can read off here in a little while about different websites to go to. But, you need to start getting your media from someplace else other than, NBC, ABC, CBS, and the mainstream guys, Fox, all of them are pretty much, in the same boat. They're not reporting any of this stuff. So anyway, I'd like to start going into some discussion with our guests here. We've got, Rally Sally and 10 Buck Terry, as they're referred to fondly, from the Tea Party. And I'd like to first ask, whoever wants to jump in, what is the Tea Party all about, guys? I mean, we hear a lot of stuff in the media. We hear a lot of stories about how we're racist or homophobic or, does any of that really have anything to do with the Tea Party at all?
No, it really doesn't. Basically, the Tea Party is founded on three basic principles. One is fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. And the Tea Party here in Redding started 2 years ago. And it started with 8 people, and since that time, Redding Tea Party has expanded into Tehama County and the Tehama County Tea Party in Red Bluff, Corning, Intermountain Tea Party that encompasses Bernie, MacArthur, Fall River, Alturas Tea Party, which is the Modoc County Patriots, the Mount Shasta Tea Party, which is the Siskiyou Patriots, Wairika, and Lookout. Lookout's kind of a fun story. We went up there to have their first meeting, and when we went up, there was 45 people that were at the Lookout meeting. Now, I don't think there's 45 people in the whole area of Big Valley, but there were 45 people at this meeting. Also, the Sutter Butte Tea Party, which is Yuba City and that area down there. The Crescent City Tea Party, Del Norte. The Klamath Falls Tea Party. And we're working on Weaverville in Santa Rosa. So we've gone from 8 people to 2,600 on the website. And that could possibly be 4,000 because a lot of those people are in it as one member.
And wow. Don't forget to mention Shingletown that just got started.
Yep. In fact, Shingletown was the example I was going to use. We were up there last week. It was their second meeting. And they had 7 couples. And those 7 couples are all on the Tea Party website, the Reading Tea Party website. But they're only listed under one email. Again, even though there's 2,600 members, it's more like about 4,000. So it's pretty exciting to see the way it's grown.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, you know, obviously there's some people out there that are really starting to see a need for everybody to start getting involved in something. You know, your tea party, or you know, talking to your representatives, or you know, getting involved in. There's so many different issues out there that you know conservative people need to get involved in, and for that matter, everybody, because. You know, the real deal is that our government is getting out of control. I mean, the old saying, government that, you know, the government that governs best governs least is really true. I mean, you know, the people that think that we need more government, you know, because that's going to take care of it. Well, we've been getting more and more and more government for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Does it look like it's getting any better? You know, I mean, or is it getting worse than it was? And, you know, when you look at the founding fathers and the economic you know, explosion because of free enterprise and lack of government controlling everybody and everything. That's why our standard of living went up. And then since the last, you know, 100 years since we got the Fed and the income tax, and which, you know, enables us to keep getting bigger and bigger government, our standard of living has gone down over time. Because I've had somebody say, well, gosh, we wouldn't want to go back to 1913. Look at how those guys lived. I mean, we live a lot better than they do. Yeah, but they owned all their property. You know, they didn't. They weren't in. You know, like what are we in? $14 trillion worth of debt.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have $86 trillion of unfunded liabilities that they have to pay off, and so they weren't like in debt. Every person in the United States $400,000. So, we haven't had to pay that piper yet, but it's coming, and that's why we're talking about all of these things now. Let's get back on the Tea Party. Let's talk about what kind of groups that you guys have there at the Tea Party. You know, I know we have several different kinds of groups there. And, you know, maybe you guys could go over some of those things and let us know what they do and how they do so people out there can understand what the Tea Party is really doing out there.
Well, one of the first groups that we started early on was the voter registration group, because everybody's vote counts. And what I'm doing now is starting early with the 3rd of July coming up. What a perfect time, I thought, on a Sunday to where pastors are normally delivering a patriotic message. Let's make available voter registration in our churches. This is a vast, untapped group of people who have either moved into the city or even across town, have turned 18, have changed their name through marriage or divorce, and if you haven't voted in the last 3 elections, you need to re-register. So keep this in mind. We're going to be doing an outreach to all of the churches that are represented through our Tea Party, as well as the other Tea Parties in the area. Just get everybody registered to vote.
Absolutely. I really believe that the churches need to get much more involved in the situation, because this is not about, you know, having your 501c3 at risk. This is about free speech. This is about being able to stand up for what's right and what people believe in. And, you know, God and country, you know, you can't sit back and go, gee, we're just going to be passive and nothing's going to happen, because that's ridiculous. So, you know, we have to stand up and really start doing something about these problems. So, you know, what other kind of groups do you guys have over there?
Well, we also have one that's local politics that has to do with city council. We now have a new group that has to do with Agenda 21, which is a whole different subject.
Ooh, what's Agenda 21? That sounds like, what's the name of that place out there in Nevada?
I don't know, but we only got about 30 seconds left, so we ain't going to get that one out.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to a break. Roswell, yeah, Agenda 21 Roswell. You know, I mean, good grief, the aliens are coming down from the UN. So anyway, I think we're going to go to a break here, and then we'll be right back with some more of the Tea Party stuff.
Play a role, volunteer, grab your gear, get voters to the polls, turn passion into action, hold a registration drive, go door to door, state to state till voting day arrives.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Listen to the wind blow.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
This hope and change is getting old.
This hope and change is getting old.
Sick and tired of lies and smears.
Sick and tired of lies and smears.
We can't give them 4 more years.
We can't give them 4 more years.
I don't know, but it's been said.
I don't know, but it's been said.
Acorn isn't really dead.
Acorn isn't really dead.
Get those boots out on the ground.
Get those boots out on the ground.
For freedom's sake, we're duty bound.
Welcome back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Free Fire Media. I guess I probably should introduce myself. Nate wasn't here today, and I wanted to, you know, he's usually in charge here, and all of a sudden I got put in the driver's seat, and it's like I forgot to tell everybody who I am. My name is Mark Kent, and, you know, I just probably better let you know that I got a little nervous here and forgot to tell you who I was. But, you know, back on track here. So let's get back on the church thing that we were talking about how the churches should be getting involved in doing something, you know, whatever it is, whether it's joining a tea party or just, you know, going out there and thinking about preparing in the community for some kind of a disaster, which could be coming economically. Yeah.
Go ahead. Anyway, yeah, this is Terry.
Take it away, Terry.
Anyway, yeah, it's really interesting. A couple of years ago, we really couldn't get the time of day from churches, and I could see they were skeptical after all the falsehoods that were brought up about the Tea Party. But about a year and a half ago, we got together with a couple of different churches and talked to them, and you know, they really understand that we believe at the Tea Party that this country is based on God's principles. And the important thing is that at this stage now, most of the Tea Party groups that I've mentioned all meet at churches, and most of those pastors are involved in the Tea Party. Back during the Revolutionary War, the pastors were the ones who led the militias. So it's the type of thing, it's about freedom. And when you shepherd a flock, you should be out there in front and letting those people know what's coming down the pike. Now, people like Mark, who do a great thing on this program, that is that he brings up what's really going on, what's going on with the food issue, what's going on with the monetary issue, what's going on with the Fed. These are all real things. These are all things that we have to understand, that people have to get the knowledge to prepare.
Well, and
to
how, be ready. And how they affect you. I mean, we can talk about the Fed, and it's not, you know, some nebulous organization in New York or something. But the real deal is it's having a direct effect on us, because as they water down the money through the money supply, and we go to the store. I mean, you know, I went to the store today, and I think I bought a little bag of jerky and a Coke. And it was like $10, you know, I mean, and then we wonder why we're broke. Well, that's a direct result of the watered down cash from the Fed. So, you know, going back to the church thing, because you know how me and the Fed do, it's like, oh, mention the Fed and I'm off on a tear, you know, I mean, it's like I've been told that I, you know, my eyes roll and all of a sudden, you know.
They do.
Yeah, I think they do, because it makes me so mad I can't even see straight. So, because we need to understand that, how that affects us. So we go back to the church and free speech. This idea that the church is supposed to be passive is absolutely utter utterly ridiculous, in my opinion.
Well, I think it's the thing of giving information. The whole thing is that people need to be prepared.
Right.
And that's something, when you have a captive audience of on Sunday, it's something to where you just need to let people know that they need to be prepared, what's coming down the pike. And in case of any type of disaster or any kind of catastrophe or anything, people should at least have food put away, water put away, essentials put away. If you had a situation where you've got someone in your family who has a prescription for something, an extra month's worth of that, something like that. So be aware of the times and let the people know.
Yes, with what's happened in the Midwest with Tennessee, the flooding, the Mississippi River, the tornadoes. I mean, we live in earthquake country. There's no reason to believe that we are immune from disaster here.
Well, that kind of takes me into my next little subject here. You know, I pulled up an article on Wikipedia, you know, and of course it was on Wikipedia. It has to be correct. Called normalcy bias. And I've heard of this before. And this normalcy bias is part of the problem that we're talking about here with the people out there. You know, normalcy bias refers to a mental state when people are facing a disaster. It causes people to underestimate both the possibility of a disaster in the first place actually happening and having an effect on them. You know, what this results in is that people inadequately prepare. They don't, I mean, they say it's going to be better. You know, it's the old ostrich syndrome. I'd rather watch TV. It's not going to happen here. You know, this is the United States. I mean, you know, there's so many different excuses and reasons that we, you know, tell ourselves or children or neighbors that, you know, why we shouldn't do anything, that what really happens is that we actually don't see when the disaster hits us till it's too late, and then we're totally unprepared. And because of this, you know, some of the possible effects of this, and this is an actual thing that happens to people, is that normalcy bias often results in unnecessary deaths in disaster situations. The complete lack of preparation by a lot of people, you know, it leads to inadequate shelter supplies, evacuation plans, all these things that we should be thinking about. And if people don't think that there's not an economic disaster on the horizon, and let's just hope there isn't, you're not paying any attention because, you know, all of the indicators, the stock market's starting to crash. The housing market is starting to crash. Are we still at, what was it? What were we supposed to be? It would never exceed 7% unemployment. We're at 9.5%. And you know something? That's a bogus number, too. We're really at about 19% because the government is skewing all the figures. I mean, they have hedonics, same on the inflation numbers. You know, all these numbers are being skewed by the government, and they're lying about it. And, you know, but of course the government wouldn't lie to us at all, ever, would they? I mean, geez, they wouldn't mislead us for any reason at all, because why would they do that? They're supposed to be our friends, you know, and all of that kind of tripe. I mean, the real deal is, if you don't think they're lying to you, you know, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, because all you have to do is look around you and see the actual events that are transpiring, you know, in the economy right now. And everybody keeps saying, oh, it's a bump in the road. We're in recovery. Are you kidding me? You know, a bump in the road is not Great Depression era stuff. And we are starting to get into Great Depression era numbers here. And so, you know, the fact is that we are going into an economic catastrophe, in my opinion, because of the money supply, because of the banking, because of our politicians lying to us and not stopping the money spending. So anyway, with that, let's get back to some of the Tea Party groups, because I had a pretty good rant right there, and I think my blood pressure's up now, so I'd better stop. And I'm going to let somebody else take over here, and let's talk about some of this Agenda 21 stuff that we've been hearing about. What is that? Is that like a Roswell thing where you've got, you know, UN aliens running around Nevada looking for something green? What is this Agenda 21 stuff?
Actually, no. It is a real thing, and it was implemented back in 1993 at the Rio de Janeiro World Conference. It's a soft policy. In other words, it's not a law, but it is being implemented in many of our cities, particularly in California and around the country. And what it allows is for non-governmental organizations to write restrictions and laws and things where
regulations.
Yes, regulations that are not voted on by the people, nor are the people who are creating these regulations, are they accountable to the people? And it's a battle that we are trying to fight in the Tea Party.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be the word of the day today is accountability. Seems like we don't have any government officials or very few. I mean, we've got elected officials that we can hold accountable, but we got a bunch of unelected bureaucrats out there that don't seem like they want to be held accountable for anything. They can do whatever they want, you know, whether it's smart meters or I mean, those are dumb meters, like, you know, what Aaron says. But, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, it's not smart at all. It's dumb. I mean, it's just another way, if you look at the big picture on that, of controlling you even more as far as your energy use and so forth. And this whole green thing is getting to the point of absolute stupidity, in my opinion. Do we want to have efficient, you know, appliances and use less electricity and, you know, use the wind power? Of course we do. But when you get to a certain point, are you willing to shut down all commerce and no trucks driving on the road? And how far are you willing to go with not drilling and not creating energy sources till we get that other gap filled? And then that's kind of what this, it seems like this Agenda 21 is this, it's a UN sort of a, you know, thing that they're implementing, you know, without us really knowing that they're implementing it. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about. In fact, we have a meeting in Red Bluff on Tuesday with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and they are going to offer easements. They want farmers and ranchers to give up portions of their property for a fee, which they will give them, in order for there to be an easement on their property. And they're going to make it sound really good to the farmers who are struggling to pay their property taxes. And then that way they can get in and start controlling what you do on your property. And eventually, nobody's going to want to buy your property because they can't do anything with it.
Well, once it happens that the government does get involved, once they're in there, you can't get them out. Something about smart, too. Smart also means hurt.
Yeah. You know something? The other thing that this really goes to, and it seems like this all goes to the same thing, whether it's the bank and the money or Agenda 21 or smart meters or these easements, it goes to property rights. All of these things have a direct effect on your ability to own private property. And when you lose the ability to own private property, you lose the ability to be free, because you will always be subject to the person who is holding the rights to the property. And if it's big government, you've got some real issues now, because if you can never get out from under the thumb of big government, you got some real problems. That's why the founding fathers set up a limited government with checks and balances and an executive and a judicial and a legislative branch, so they could watch each other, not consolidate everything into one big government agency with a bunch of regulations that nobody and unaccountable people that aren't elected. And, you know, that's what we're talking about here. So, gosh, did I do that again? sorry.
So yeah. Anyway, this is one of the issues that the Tea Party is addressing. The Red Bluff group and also the Corning group and the Reading group will all be attending that meeting, voicing our concerns and our opinions, so that they don't just roll over those ranchers and farmers that have no idea of what is on the plate.
Right. The other thing is that people have to get involved down there. They've got to go to these different meetings. And like Sally was saying, you know, you have all these different organizations that are basically passing regulation, which could be termed as law. If they say you can't do it, you can't do it, which takes away all the power from the people who we elect. We elect these people to make laws, yet all these organizations, all these different departments are all making all these regulations that are basically law.
Yeah, it's a real problem, you know. I mean,
makes the legislation ineffectual.
Well, and that, it kind of goes on to, all of these things seem to be getting us to more and more control and bigger government, you know. The next subject that I'd like to talk about as well, and it kind of leads us into the property rights and so forth, let's talk about the prisoner release mm-hmm. that's coming up, because that's going to affect everybody out there. And, you know, we might be defending our private property if we're not careful. So, we've got a few more seconds here before we have to go to a break. So I think that's what we'll talk about when we come back. This is KCNR 1460. This is Mark Kent, and I'm here with Terry and Sally Raposa from the Tea Party. And we're talking about stuff that we should all know about so that we can help the country get out of this mess.
All right.
just about enough of your talking. I guess we should have known you were always in this for yourself.
Oh, to get away. Cottage by the sea.
Yeah, you're looking for a place on the beach that allows for comfort, solitude, and peaceful ambiance? Try our favorite beach spot, Cottage by the Sea. It's privately owned, beautifully appointed, and it includes kitchen, private spa, and it's only steps from the ocean.
If there is magic on the planet, surely it is found on the ocean. Contact owners Ken and Lori at ouroceancottage@aol.com or call 541-469-3414. Cottage by the Sea.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Listen to the wind blow. Watch the sun.
The state of the union. It's going insane. It's rolling down tracks, once leading to somewhere, like a broken down train. As stones fall from heaven.
Yeah, we're back with you. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, and this is Free Fire Media. And you're listening to Sovereign Minds Radio. I like to refer to it as Free Speech Radio because we actually are able to speak about the things that we want to talk about that the mainstream media doesn't seem to want to care about, which is very interesting. So anyway, getting back to some of our stuff here, I just wanted to let everybody know out there that tomorrow night at the Reading Tea Party meeting, they're going to have people there talking about how to save the convention center. You know, that's what I really like about the Tea Party. It's not about everything that everybody says it's about on the media. It's about helping the community. It's about helping people in the community. It's about making changes that are positive, you know, so that we can all get back to that, you know, 50s, if you will, comfort zone. I mean, I remember when I grew up as a kid, we knew all the neighbors. We left our door unlocked. I mean, a lot of people don't remember that, but I sure do. And it was a very, you know, I love that memory because it was a comfort zone that where you felt like everybody was kind of on the same page and we're all working in the same direction. And, you know, you didn't have this big divide in this political scene. And I totally believe that that has been done on purpose because, you know, as long as it's the Republicans against the Democrats, the blacks against the white, the gays against the straights, and guess what? We're not paying attention to what the government's doing, and all we're doing is fighting amongst ourselves. And that is the real deal. We need to start fighting about the things that are important, like our freedom, our constitutional rights, you know, not these other side social issues, you know, property rights, that type of stuff is what we need to be thinking about. So going back to that, let's talk about the parole that's going to be happening on the 27th with, I think the last count I had was 36,000 prisoners because we can't afford to keep them. And Well, I got another note here that said the presenter is going to be Jenny Mistel, if I pronounce that right. And so she will be the one that's going to be in charge of the talk about the convention center. Anyway, also there's going to be another presenter there, David Nichols. So with that, I'm going to move on to the prisoner release here. And that's going to be 36,000 statewide. I'm not sure how many people are going to, or how many prisoners or felons or cons or whatever. I mean, the one thing that is disturbing is that the last prisoner release, they released about 4,000 violent prisoners, and they never even went after them because there was a computer glitch. And gee, that would never happen again because we know how efficient our state government is. I mean, they never make any mistakes and they're right on top of everything. And that's why we're in such good, you know, hands right now. And that's why the state's imploding financially is because they run the ship so well. So, you know, it's a very big concern because, you know, we're talking about doing neighborhood watch and so forth, because if we don't start pulling together as a community to help each other, and you got these prisoner release, this could be the start of this thing, then this could get really bad. So anyway, I wanted to kind of, you know, throw the ball up here for Terry to hit it a little bit and talk about, you know, what he sees on these issues as some of the things that are happening and where we're going.
Well, what's happened with the Tea Party is that just about every one of the groups have had their sheriffs come in. And the sheriffs up in Northern California have been fantastic, with the exception of maybe one city down by the bay. But they've all been great. I know that our sheriff, Basenko, comes to our meetings on a regular basis. He comes to different seminars we have. He's always in communication with us. And you can really sense that the sheriff departments really want to form a partnership with the citizens. Now, the thing is that when you look at the four things that Sheriff Pashenko has done in this county, and that is the CCWs, okay, he's very good about that. People who are good citizens can get their concealed weapons permit. He also has Neighborhood Watch. In fact, Neighborhood Watch had a meeting in Bella Vista in a couple of neighborhoods, and Mark Kent was assisting the Sheriff's Department in that. There's also a civilian patrol, which the sheriff says is his eyes and ears on things that the, rather thinly spread deputies can't really get to. But it's nice to have that those people will go ahead and volunteer. Now, one of the things that have been a negative as far as what people have thought is, gee whiz, what if one of those yahoos go off and do something when the county gets sued? Well, I haven't heard of that. And there's many, many, many counties that are getting involved in that particular program. Also, you know, how to protect yourself. I know the sheriff was talking about pepper spray. What do you do in case there's a burglar? All these different things, giving us good, solid information in a partnership situation, not a thing to where we'll just take care of you. You just sit back and lock your door and wait for us, even though we're undermanned, understaffed, which is kind of what we heard a little bit from RPD.
Well, you know something, you know, to hit that a little bit, you know what I got out of this stuff is this, is that, you know, here's the bottom line with sheriff and police, and this is not a slant on them. I think they do the best job that they can with what they have. But because of the cutbacks, because of different things, here's the real bottom line is that the sheriff and police aren't going to be there to prevent the crime. They're going to be there to investigate the crime after the crime's been committed. And the real deal is, you know, they're going to be investigating, you know, after it, you know, happened 20, 30 minutes later. So if we don't start becoming a little self-reliant or interdependent with our other neighbors in our other community and start being able to help ourselves, we're going to be in deep doo-doo, so to speak, here if we don't start, you know, setting up some kind of protection amongst ourselves.
All the more reason why the sheriffs have been so important in these counties, because they all have that mindset. The thing is that what we'd like to do is in the community is to partnership with the police departments that way. I know that the preventative crime unit took a hit, although I can't really imagine what kind of money you'd really need for that. But the thing is that I'm surprised we haven't had a situation where Neighborhood Watch really hasn't been on the forefront, and especially with all these things happening to where the citizens, again, as Mark says, if something really does hit the fan, I mean, you know, the police aren't going to be there to protect you. And that's why the sheriff, with the CCWs, with teaching us what to do in case of a problem, all these different types of things are so vitally important so that we can be more self-reliant. And I know tomorrow that Mark and I have a meeting with the chief, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And, you know, it'd be nice to have the same kind of rapport with the local police departments in this state that we do with the sheriff department, a partnership.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, it really would be, because I think that's what it's going to take. I mean, this whole deal of people not pulling together, and you know, whether it's the police force with the community or the sheriff force with the community, is absolutely utterly ridiculous. This, you know, it's us against them mentality has got to stop.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are depending on their community and the sheriff and the police to take care of them. And you know, the real deal is that this partnership has to be created for us to be effective out there in the community. Because yeah, go ahead, Terry.
Well, Mark and I were talking the other day about this, and that when we were kids, you know, you knew your neighbors. You know, you knew who they were. You know, hey, I'm going on vacation. Could you watch the house? You know, something like that. And that's something that we have to get back into, is getting – and that's one thing Neighborhood Watch was doing years ago, is they would have a situation where they'd appoint captains in the different neighborhoods. You'd have a situation where you'd meet maybe once every month, once every 2 months, something like that. People would watch other people's property. Everybody would have each other's phone numbers, and any suspicious activity, the neighborhood would be alerted along with the police. But again, you have to have that partnership rather than having a situation where we're all going to be sheep and somebody's going to protect us. That just ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's true. Like I say, what's going to happen is that, they're going to be we got these guys coming out, and some of these are serious yep. felons and so forth. You know, they're going to show up after you're dead and investigate your death. I mean, that's – and again, I hate to sound like that, but it's really true. I mean, we have to learn to defend ourselves. You know, 150 years ago, you know, our forefathers – you know, that's why we owned, arms, is to defend ourselves. And, you know, the real reason that the Second Amendment is in there is that if the government ever became so tyrannical and so overpowering that you had to defend yourself from your own government, that was the reason they put the Second Amendment in there. And since then, it's been tradition that we actually, you know, take care of ourselves to a degree. And we're getting away from that. And why is that? Why is it that the police or the sheriff's office are not partnering up with us? You know, like say the sheriff is, what about the police?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not just our county. You know, the thing is that it's a situation where we have to have a partnership. It just has to happen. The other thing is too is that we had, you know, in the paper last week, there was a couple that were at Market Fest. They were mugged by three people and just beat up. And you know, the thing is, again, when you have some way to protect yourself, or you know how to protect yourself, maybe those people would think twice.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I just was looking at a headline that came in, and I'm just going to mention the headline here. This is from alternet.org. American banks high on drug money. How a whistleblower blew the lid off the Wachovia drug cartel money laundering scheme. So, what kind of – why would you never see a headline like that on MSNBC or CBS or whatever? We have Dennis on line one. We have a caller. So how you doing tonight, Dennis?
Very well, sir. Thank you. And how about yourself?
Oh, you know, the fun never stops.
Call this fun, huh?
It's living the dream, man, I'm telling
okay.
you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't thank you enough for bringing up this subject, and I'm totally depressed by the amount of attention this criminal release situation has gotten, especially in this area. Some years ago, I don't know how long you guys have been around here, but some years ago we had problems with the halfway houses.
Yep. Yeah, we've been here quite a while, both of us. So.
Okay,
yeah.
So you remember that, and they shut them down.
Yep.
Because they were wherever these halfway houses were, they caused chaos in the neighborhoods. Then, out of our high desert prison there in Susanville, they would give the guys money to get to the Reading Greyhound station. But instead of going on, they'd stay here in Reading. That posed a problem.
Hmm.
And what happens is these people come out of other areas in the state of California. They get sentenced to however many years up in Susanville, and their wives and girlfriends with the kids move into Reading because it's economical to live here, and they get living quarters and they get government subsidies and they're close to they can get on a bus and go up to Susanville and visit their honeys. And when the guys get out, where do they come to? Reading. because the home is established here already.
And we as taxpayers pay for all that.
That's right.
Yeah, I think
exactly,
that...
You're exactly right. And here's the thing. They think they're saving money. We don't have enough employment right here in this city right now. What happens when thousands or hundreds of people come out of Susanville and they want to come down here and they need a job?
Well, Dennis, I encourage you to come on out to the Tea Party tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Bonneville Baptist Church. We've got David Nichols presenting after the gal from the convention center, and he is a parole specialist here in California. So come on out and ask him those questions. I'm sure there'll be others asking the same types of questions.
And we will have a room where he'll have a question and answer. We'll make sure he has his own room to answer questions about this.
I know
sort
the
of
answers
stuff.
To these questions.
Well, I think, too, part of it's getting involved in the community. It's not just knowing the answers. It's also getting involved and doing like what you're doing, calling in, talking to your neighbors. And you know, I guess, you know, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. So
I agree with you. And here's another thing that people aren't thinking about. Most of these guys are going to go on government subsistence.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. And I think that's starting to come to an end, too. I mean, it's going to get ugly here because the state is broke. The state is imploding financially. And, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to cut a lot of these programs out. There's no question about it, just because they can't keep doing what they're doing. So, I think we've, you know, covered as much as we can on this subject at this point. But, it's a problem, and we need to address it with our officials and the people who are involved. So
sounds like it's too late to stop it, though.
Well, maybe. But, you know, the thing is, if we can't stop it, then we got to start setting up community involvement to start protecting ourselves. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, I think we got the parole group wrong. I think.
Yes, I jumped the gun on that. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not this Monday, but it is on the 27th.
So it's
well,
not.
I listen to you guys all the time, so yeah. I know what's going on. I've been down in the South Bonneville.
So the parole presenter will be there Monday night on the 27th. So just so you know, Dennis. And so it sounds like you're actively involved, and we really totally appreciate the call. Absolutely. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Well,
and
thank you for letting me on.
Absolutely. You bet. Okay, very good. So we're going to go to a quick break here. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Radio, and you're listening to Sovereign Minds.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Listen to the wind blow.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic.
I love this song.
Energy.
This is Bob Marley at his
none
best.
Of them can stop.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs. I didn't even know you had it on there.
How long shall they
you're listening to Sovereign Minds here, 1460 KCNR Radio, home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, we're back. We've got Terry and Sally here with us from the Tea Party, and we've been talking about, you know, what the Tea Party's been involved in, what they're doing, and how they're making a difference out there. I had to do one quote because I just can't stand it. You know, I mean, I got to do one. This one is, no one is free who is not a master of himself. Does anybody know who that was? I'm not going to give out any lattes or anything like that. But if anybody knows who that one was, you can put it on the chat box or the chat room. So anyway, getting back to what we were talking about in partnering up with the police, you know, one of the things that we're talking about that we're, you know, we're having this headbutting thing with the unions and the local police. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, there's been a rift or a divide that's kind of been created between the public and the police department. They don't seem to want to cooperate is what I've been getting. I'm hoping that we can change that, you know, soon so that they do. But, you know, what we don't want to do is have this go down the road, because if you look at what's going on with the unions across the country, you know, it seems like we're heading towards a federalized sort of a police state.
Well, you know, I don't know if there are a lot of things out there, and I don't know that it's so much of that police departments don't want to cooperate, because I'm sure that it isn't that maybe at this point as much as it may just be a situation where maybe they're just so backlogged and so backed up they really don't know which way to go. But, you know, we'll find out. We can, you know, I'm certainly willing to give them a benefit of the doubt. That's not an easy job. I mean, come on. You know, you're out there. You never know what's going to happen. You know, you pull over a car. You have no idea who's inside that car, what's going to happen. That policeman was shot. You know, here's a guy there. You know, he's an ex-felon. He's got a weapon. You know, there's a lot of things that can go on that way. But I think the thing is that there is a lot of rumbling going around, not in the Tea Party, but just in general. And that is that the police departments are looking to be federalized. And the union, you know, the unions with what they're doing, I mean, who knows all these different things that are going on. Maybe that's something that the government has in mind. Now, yeah, that's not anything that is substantiated. It's just something that where there is a lot of rumbling about that sort of stuff. But I think the thing is, again, getting back with your police department in a partnership, in a situation where the community, where the citizen and the police officer are partners, you know. Again, I think Shasta County has probably more CCWs than just about anybody.
Anybody who doesn't know what that is a concealed carry weapons permit. So, yeah, just I know we always talk about CCWs. A lot of people might not know what that is. That's the where the sheriff gives you a permit to carry a concealed weapon for self-defense and protection of your family.
And if you look at some place like Texas where they even have open carry, I mean, you know, when you have a situation like that, your crime's really down.
Absolutely.
Mean, come on.
Well, that's been the liberal canard, you know, since I can remember, is that, oh, well, what's going to happen if we have a million more guns out there or 100 million more guns out there? Everybody's going to be dying in the streets. Well, wait a minute. Since Obama has been in office, we've had 100 million more gun purchases out there than since 2008. And guess what? Our crime rate has actually gone down. So the idea that it causes more problems than it solves is absolutely ridiculous. They've tried it over and over again. And look at the stats from every country. So it just gets better.
Before we end the program, I sure would like to hear about your meeting you had this weekend with Tom Basenko out there in Bella Vista.
Well, actually, it was one of it wasn't Tom. It was one of the sheriffs. His name's Arnie. I don't have his card with me. And he's the one that's in charge of the Neighborhood Watch. And he came out and did a presentation at a community out there in Palo Cedro. And then I kind of went in and did the presentation that I do on an economic thing, which kind of leads into where I wanted to go. You know, what people need to be aware of right at this moment in time is that the stock market is going down. And that's with QE2 still in effect. QE2, if people out there don't know what QE1, QE2 is, quantitative easing. This is bankers speak for printing money out of thin air with no backing. This is a very big problem. They've been doing it for quite some time now. And because if you just keep printing money and diluting the money that's in existence by printing more money with no backing, prices go up because the value of things it's not the value or the item itself that is actually changing value. It's the dollar that's changing value. It's becoming worth less and less and less and less. And what the government has been trying to do is print their way out of this economic problem. it's never going to happen because of the underlying fundamentals are not there anymore. The jobs are gone, the property, everything. So they're going to print this money till the end of the month, which is June 30th. As soon as QE2 stops, then we are going to experience a collapse of the economy to a big degree. Now, how big is it going to be? I'm not real sure, but you're going to start seeing things drop in here and a deflation that's going to be a problem. Now, I think they're going to use that as an excuse to do something of, you know, they're not going to call it quantitative easing 3 or QE3. They're going to call it something else. They're going to change the name, but they're going to start creating the printing press and cranking up the thing because deflation is Bernanke's worst nightmare. Why? Because the banks all go under in a deflation, okay? In a hyperinflation, what they do is they just hyperinflate you right out of all of your savings. And so they pay all their bills with devalued money. It hyperinflates, and we have a nightmare Weimar Republic type crisis. Zimbabwe happened over and over again. This is the crisis that we're talking about, where all the store shelves empty out. And if you don't have any preparation for this event, which is coming down the pipe, you're going to be in deep trouble. That's what we're trying to get you guys to see out there is you need to start preparing and you need to prepare now as much as possible for this oncoming economic event. And so, you know, food is what you need. Food, water, you know, get your money out of the bank, get your money out of the stock market, put it into precious metals. These are the kind of things that you guys need to be doing because if you don't, this is going to wake up. You're going to wake up with your normalcy bias in the middle of a nightmare and you're not going to be prepared for it. So I'm looking at a headline right now from one of my sources, and big red letters, dump your dollars as fast as possible because there's a hyperinflation nightmare ahead. So, you know, China's jumping ship. You know, they sold off 97% of the dollars that they had in their bonds. You know, we're not going to be borrowing any more money from Japan. So what you got to understand is this is real. This is happening. So, you know, with that, I'd like to, you know, give if you guys have any last thoughts. We got a couple of minutes here about the Tea Party. Anything else that you can add to this discussion?
Sure. I think that it's important that people get involved. I mean, a lot of times you can sit there and you can be upset and you can complain. Well, you know about complaining, and that is when you complain, 90% of the people don't care and the other 10% are glad. So it's very important that you do something. Now, whether that's writing a letter, whether that's going to a Tea Party meeting, whether that's getting on the phone and calling your congressman, registering people to vote, there's a lot of things people can do. And if you don't get involved, we're going to have the same mess we've always had.
Yeah, dreading is always worse than doing. You always feel better when you're doing something. You got anything over there, Sally?
Well, I was just going to say that one of the Tea Party action groups is survival and preparedness, mm-hmm. and the group is looking at doing a ham radio class here in the near future.
I hear whoever runs that guy is a star. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, that's absolutely true. I think I'm actually running that. But... you know, survival and preparedness is something we should all be thinking about. So with that, we got to move on. We'll talk about that ham radio next week. We want to thank our sponsors, Advanced Soil Stabilization, using Technosoil for dust control in driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced Soil Stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. For more information, please call Todd Sykes at 530-549-4801. Advanced Soil Stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust. So we've got about 30 seconds here, and we're done. And then we'll see you guys back next week. So this is Mark Kent at KCNR, Free Fire Media, a home of Free Speech Radio. And you guys have a great Sunday evening.
We are building up the new world. Do not sit idly by. Do not remain neutral. Do not rely on this broadcast alone. We are only as strong as our signal. There is a war going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. Some good news as firefighters battle that enormous wildfire in Arizona.
The monstrous Wallow wildfire still burning in eastern Arizona, chewing through nearly 450,000 acres. It is getting closer to becoming the state's largest fire on record, only fueled by high winds over the weekend. But Sunday, finally some good news. A vast majority of the evacuations lifted. Some 7,000 residents between communities of Springerville and Eager finally allowed to return home.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Arizona. Those 7,000 people being allowed to return home, however, are being encouraged not to, given the state of air quality. With all that smoke around, on the Sunday talk shows, swings aplenty at Congressman Anthony Weiner.
Republicans like Congressman Paul Ryan calling Anthony Weiner's sexting scandal
beyond ridiculous.
Telling CBS's Face the Nation it's becoming a problem for the institution. A hard line fellow Democrats are also taking.
I just hope that